Okay, in this segment, I'm going to talk about Watchers fans. we actually have some of the most passionate Buffy fans, but they've also kind of transcended into becoming the ultimate Watcher fans too. We have a forum, which hopefully you've visited if you haven't yet. We have a very strict rule out there that anybody can say anything that they like, but they just always have to be respectful. And that means that we don't take flamers, we don't take trolls. Anybody that exhibits this kind of behavior, they're warned, and if they continually do it, they are banned from the site. We have had to ban a couple people in the past, but for the most part, all of our fans are very lively, they're very opinionated, but they're always very respectful. So that's one of the things that I really like about taking part in the Watchers is the people that, we associate with, not just on our staff, but also everybody that comes to read our stories and takes part in this whole Watchers verse, as it's called now. They even came up with an acronym for Everything Has Meaning. That's one of the phrases that I like to use with the stories that we write, is that everything has meaning, even if it seems like it's kind of a throwaway line. Something obscure, something that doesn't mean very much, it actually can come back to mean a lot in later episodes. I could give you examples, but I would rather not, in case not everyone has read the episodes yet, so I don't want to point anything out in particular. But if you do read Watchers, you will notice after a while that that it is true that it's the acronym actually is Everything Has Meaning, which is EHM. So that they pretty much have even, in addition to being great fans that leave wonderful feedback, either positive or negative, they're always talking. they also have seemed to make up their own lingo that they use out there on the site. But really, we've got a wonderful group of people that's come out to read our episodes, and we love to meet new people. It's amazing that even after 5 years, we still have people that come to us and say, "I just found your site, and it's wonderful." And like to sing our praises. They don't always agree with everything that we do, of course, but for the most part, they really do, enjoy what we've tried to accomplish with Watchers, which is, essentially keeping the fandom alive. Prior to the Buffy comics, there really wasn't anything else out there for the fans other than scattered fan fiction stories. There was a few virtual seasons that did crop up. But to my knowledge, I don't think any of them lasted more than 3 years. I could be mistaken, so if I am, please don't be offended. But I never had the time to go out to read these other seasons, so I never knew what anybody else was really doing. I'm basically using, hearsay as a basis here. But yeah, as far as our fans go, they've donated money. Many of them have donated time and doing, artwork for fun. We've got people that have written fan fiction about Watchers, not just Buffy fan fiction, but actual fanfic about the Watcher stories that we've created. So it really is it's a great community. If you haven't had a chance to take part in it, by all means, stop out there, say hi. It's a great group of people that they'll welcome you with open arms. So yeah, it's the fans have really made it special, and they're one of the reasons that we continue to make our deadlines each week and keep putting those stories out there because we do know that people are reading. So like I said, if you haven't stopped out, by all means, make sure that you head out there because you're likely to meet some friends that you never might have expected to meet before.